Hello, hello, everybody, and welcome back to another mini episode of Fluently Forward. Today's episode is going to be a really fun one, and this is a topic that one of you, a fellow floozy, wrote into me on Instagram like a few months back, and I kind of kept it. I was waiting to do it. This is going to be a fun one, guys. Today we are talking about celebrity stories that have been scrubbed from the internet successfully, which I feel like also is a little bit, I don't know, like celebrity Mandela effects. At least that's what I use to look up a lot of these. But this was the initial thing that a floozy wrote into me. She said, I'm interested in celebrities who completely scrub certain stories or photos from the internet. For instance, I distinctly remember Channing Tatum opening up about dating men when he was first starting out, and now that information is nowhere to be found. How does one go about this, and is it very expensive? What are some other examples of this? So we're going to dive all into that topic today, but I first wanted to dive into what she referenced because so many people on the internet were like, I distinctly remember Channing Tatum not saying that he was gay, but saying that he was bi. And every single person, okay, could I exaggerate anymore? It's literally not, it's a small section of the internet, but a lot of people were all saying like, I distinctly remember this because I was bisexual and he was like my number one celebrity crush. Just all of these things where it's not like a, you know, a passing tabloid glance at a supermarket. People had some serious memories about this. So the rumors have kind of started for a while back. There were rumors that he had signed on for this gay rom-com in 2013, which I think ended up not being made. Are there gay rom-coms? There should be more of them. Like none of them are coming to mind right now. Also in 2015, some fans saw Channing Tatum dancing on this Magic Mike XXL float during the LA Pride Parade. So then they kind of started spreading rumors on the internet saying that Channing Tatum was gay. But the original reference here comes way earlier than 2015. This was before I think he was even dating Jenna Dewan. Was that her name? The dancer from Step Up. And ever since that quote that is now scrubbed from the internet, there were other quotes following it. Like in 2013, Channing Tatum said that he would have sex with George Clooney. He was asked, he was 32 at the time, and he was asked who he thought the sexiest man alive was. And he said, quote, well, I've spent time with George Clooney and he's the most interesting man on the planet. He can do it all. Yep, I guess what I'm saying is I'd have sex with him. Obviously, like he's joking, right? It's like one of those interviews, a little tongue in cheek. However, that article on The Sun, which was referenced in a bunch of other news articles, is now deleted. The URL exists, but it takes you to a page that says page not found. So even his quote, the original source of that can't be found on the internet. It's just other tabloids kind of repeating it. So there was this thread over on Reddit, the subreddit Mandela Effect, and the title said Channing Tatum came out as bi a few years ago and now he's not. Somebody said, I remember this vividly in the late 2000s, right after he was in She's the Man. I went back not that long ago, and it seems like everything about this has been erased from the internet. I always thought that he was getting real popular after Magic Mike, and his publicity team scrubbed the internet to maintain his leading man image. It makes sense, right? Like there are so, it's basically a verified fact at this point that if you come out in Hollywood, especially as a man, it could be a male actor, especially, it could be very harmful for your career because a lot of these casting decisions, it's made by a group of people. And I think a lot of people have said, right, that Hollywood portrays itself to be very left-leaning and very liberal, or at least like the actors are. But when you dig into it, it's very conservative, very traditional over in Hollywood, at least the people up top who are making these casting decisions. And unfortunately, yeah, like we live in 2024, but if you are casting some sort of big, macho, manly Marvel superhero and you're an actor who's gay, there might be one guy in that casting room who says, I don't know, maybe he's homophobic and he says he's not going to get the role. He can't play manly or some sort of bullshit like that, which, you know, when I know things about celebrities, I don't like to say it. I only like to spread rumors that I don't actually know, but I have heard a few rumors that I know for a fact, because I dated someone whose family member worked in the scene, and I know two guys who are in kind of that superhero world, and they are not coming out of the closet. And that's the reason why. Anyway, people on this Reddit thread were all saying, I remember this for sure. It was a big deal 10 years ago. Somebody said, I remember being really happy about it because he was one of the first bi celebrities that I had known about. This thread makes me feel less crazy. Somebody else said, I remember this. He was very adamant about it too. He complained about how unfairly bi men were treated in the media, which is also so true. I don't know. Shout out to the bi men. Oh, there was an article in 2014 talking about this, saying that there were a lot of internet rumors swirling about Channing Tatum and his sexuality. This line I just want to shout out because I thought it was hilarious. It says, the latest lines of gossip suggest that the star's wife, Jenna Channing, wants to get a divorce because she has grown tired of Channing's drunken bisexual parties. And I know that that's a lie, because how could you ever be tired of a drunken bisexual party? That's like the best type of party to attend. Are you kidding me? Come on. Anyway, there was also a tweet from 2014 that was circling, but I would bet my life that this tweet is fake. Allegedly, Channing Tatum in 2014 on August 30th tweeted, sometimes while I'm on set, I wonder how big my coworkers' dicks are. I still love women, but I can't deny I like men too, strong and sweaty. That's fake. Like, I haven't even looked around to see if it's fake. I just like, no, I can tell that it's fake. So anyway, who knows what's going on with Channing Tatum? I would say that, you know me, I think literally every person in Hollywood is bisexual and they do drugs. So I'm not surprised when I find this stuff out. The only person that I think might not be bisexual in Hollywood for some reason is Adele. Don't ask a follow-up question. It's just like a vibe that I have. Anyway, let's get into some other stories that celebrities have tried to scrub successfully and unsuccessfully from the internet. Today's episode is brought to you by Pear Eyewear, and you can wear it too. We wear, they wear, everybody wears Pear Eyewear. Ooh la la. If you are looking to switch up your look, Pear Eyewear has these base frames. They start at just $60, which includes your prescription, and they have a wide variety of different top frames that you can very easily, almost like magic, just snap on and snap off. So then that way, depending on whether you want to take a look from day to night, hello my fellow millennials, or maybe you're getting your colors done and you're between a spring and a summer, you can just use your top frames, snap them on and off to personalize your look. And they also have fantastic sunglasses. I think I have like five pair eyewears of their sunglasses, and I love them. So visualize a fantastic new you with Pear Eyewear. You can go to PearEyewear.com and use the code Shannon for 15% off of your first pair, and support the show by mentioning that Fluent Loom Forward sent you in your post-checkout survey. That is Pear, P-A-I-R, Eyewear.com with the code Shannon. We're going to start off with a light one. Calvin Harris, he used to have this YouTube series called Jam TV, and he would review various different jams when he was touring. But then when he got really famous, he deleted it and he pretended that it never happened. And there are still some news articles that are like, Calvin Harris used to have this really cute YouTube series. Go check it out. Every link you click, page not found, page deleted, session expired. So he did a really good job. And I don't know why, like, maybe it's not the coolest, most DJ thing to be reviewing jam, but like, I think it's adorable. Bring it back. Now, obviously we know of the infamous Beyonce Super Bowl photo right here that she tried to get deleted from her performance in 2013. And it's giving us the same vibes as when Khloe Kardashian tried to delete that photo that her grandma posted to the internet. And in both photos, here's the thing. I'm someone who, pictures of me at my worst post nose job, I'll show you right here. I turned that into an ebook and I sold it online. So I think that funny photos are hilarious. I'm like, when in doubt, like, send it everywhere. Try to make money off of it. Try to make people laugh about it. I'm the type of person where if I'm about to sneeze, I take a live photo of myself to see if I can get myself in a weird position. But I understand these celebrities, whatever, like, they want to look good all the time. I think it's funny. Come on. Anyway, we all know that Beyonce and her team tried to get that embarrassing photo of her taken down from the internet, but something else that I found interesting is this idea of the Google SEO conspiracy theories. And we talked about this a while back in my episode of Hailey Bieber. We've talked about it in a variety of episodes, but this unflattering photo of Beyonce came out in 2013, right, when she performed with Destiny's Child, incredible halftime show at the Super Bowl. Then in 2016, around the Super Bowl, she released the Formation video, and then she also performed at that halftime show. That was the one with Bruno Mars and Coldplay. Then the next year, in 2017, in the middle of Super Bowl week, she announced that she was pregnant with twins. So I don't know if she's doing all of this just because of a photo, because like, let's be honest, like the photo was not even that bad and it's not a scandal, but it does seem now like after 2013, 2016 and 2017, if you type in Beyonce Super Bowl, she's adding more to that list of information that Google would drudge up based off of that Google result. So, you know, the more content and the more recent content that's in there associating Beyonce with the Super Bowl, it pushes her embarrassing photo from 2013 down. And here I am surfacing it up. Other things that have been scrubbed from the internet, there was a photo of Gigi Hadid and Zayn in bed in a hotel room that was taken by paparazzi across the street. Like they literally booked the hotel across the street, same level, and took photos inside of their hotel room. Some people say that you can find it online. I did a little bit of digging, like a total creepo. I couldn't find it. I think that they did a good job scrubbing it, as they should have. Like that's insanely invasive. Another thing that was scrubbed was any mention of Drake being a performer at the Astroworld tragedy. So before, you know, the concert happened, the original headlines had the name Drake as part of the headlines because he performed before Travis did. And then afterwards, they scrubbed it so that way all of the headlines only named Travis Scott, which I think was interesting. Something else that happened way back in the early days of the internet is that in the LiveJournal days of the internet, if you're Gen Z, like you might not even know what this was, but there was a whole page dedicated to what a shitty person Kristen Bell allegedly is. This was like around 2007. Now, people don't know if it was true, right? Like gossip, especially in 2007, it was like so far from verified. But the person on the page was giving very specific examples of how Kristen was treating people back then. It was not good. And the page eventually did get taken down, which I don't know why. I just feel like when things get taken down, it makes people think that they're more legitimate. It gives like an air of, I don't know, like an official stamp of approval to it. I'm thinking of Tree Payne going after Dumois for the Taylor Swift and Joe Alwyn private ceremony rumors. There were some quotes from Jay-Z that have been scrubbed from the internet. So he said basically that when he first saw Beyonce for the first time, he wanted to have her as his wife. However, she was underage at the time of the quote, so it was scrubbed from the internet. And then also a bunch of people were saying, like Mandela Effect, they remember a quote from Jay-Z saying that the reason he cheated on Beyonce was because he was insecure of the power that she had and he wanted her to feel lesser. And everybody says that they can't find that quote anywhere on the internet, but multiple people remember reading it. Now, this was an article that was scrubbed, and I don't think that it's real. At the bottom of it, it said that it was satire, but it was removed a few weeks after being posted. But this is way back in the day. There was a woman who claimed to be Taylor Swift's former social media manager, and she wrote this article about her time working for Taylor, and she gave like little niche details that are small enough that they could be true, but a little bit invasive enough that like somebody in her inner circle would know it. She basically said that here's some of the details. She said that Taylor Swift does her own dishes, but with an expensive dishwashing glove or something like that to keep her humble. She talked about Bleachella, which if you're not a Swiftie, that was the time that Taylor was dating Calvin Harris and she dyed her hair like bright white. She also said that Taylor would go up to her bedroom at night and pace back and forth trying to figure out if she should post a photo or not. She said that she was there when Taylor announced to all of her friends that she and Calvin Harris were dating and that Selena Gomez rolled her eyes at the news. Anyway, there was a little bit, there was like some more details in there, but that post ended up being removed, which made a lot of people think that it was real. I don't think that it's real. Even if it is real, it's like there's nothing too crazy in there. Now, this one was interesting. There were two about Rihanna. So people were saying that they remember seeing paparazzi photos of Shia LaBeouf and Rihanna together in a body of water, like a pool, and Rihanna was straddling Shia LaBeouf. There's articles about this, but nobody can find the photos anymore, and everybody just, okay, once again, it's not everybody, but you know what I mean. People distinctly remember those being photos that were online. So maybe it's a Mandela effect, maybe not. But this next follow-up thing is a little bit interesting. Remember when Rihanna was dating this like billionaire boyfriend? He was like hot. I think he had like oil money or something. Anyway, there were photos, and I am one of the people who remember these photos of them making out in a swimming pool. And I remember the photos because it was hot. He was hot. We should do a mini episode on him, honestly. I'm going to write that down. We'll have to do a mini episode on their relationship. But apparently after they broke up, he had his lawyer track down every single article about it and every single photo and take it down. And there is virtually no digital photo available online because of this. So I guess if you're a billionaire, you have the money to do that. That being said, there's always a digital photo online. You know what I mean? I mean, maybe he's taken all of them out. I'm sure that there's some sort of AI system that can like crawl through and remove everything. But there's always that one like Tumblr teen who has like a backup account of everything on their blog. Today's episode is brought to you by Dipsy. Get frisky. Did you miss me? Clitoracy. Check out Dipsy. They are an app. They are full of hundreds of short, sexy audio stories, and it's designed by women for women. This is an app that brings scenarios to life. They have these immersive soundscapes. I'm huge into soundscapes. I love them. These realistic characters, and you can just kind of pour through all these different stories, whether it's a second chance romance, an adventurous vacation fling. They also have a fantastic mythological fantasy area. You want a vampire? You want some fairy smut? Come and get it on Dipsy. They have new content that is also released every week, so you can always find something new to explore. For listeners of the show, Dipsy is offering an extended 30-day free trial when you go to dipsystories.com/fluently. That is 30 days of full access for free when you go to dipseastories.com/fluently. dipsystories.com/fluently. This one was surprising. They say Jennifer Gardner has an amazing publicist team. She was incredibly messy with men at the start of her career. I believe she was the other woman 3 times. She was like a literal homewrecker. But people think of her as the squeaky clean goody two shoes, and it's truly impressive. There could be another episode there too. This one I have a little bit of insider tea on. People were saying, I feel like it's scrubbed from the internet and I never see anyone mentioning that Ariana Grande collaborated with Chris Brown. It was about 10 years ago. They even did a music video for it. I know for a fact this was true. I don't think it was scrubbed from the internet, but I think they just tried to bury it. But I knew someone at the time whose best friend was very close to Ariana Grande. This was back in her like, you know, wear cat years type of phase. I think this was like 2014, 2013. So this was like, yeah, this was like 10 years ago, basically. And I knew someone who knew someone. I was able to see Ariana's personal Facebook page at the time. Ugh, I loved it. I felt so creepy. And I know for a fact, she 100% slept with Chris Brown. They were like hooking up back then, which was very dramatic because this was like, the Rihanna stuff was like not too long ago from then. All right, now this one I hate to say because Olivia Rodrigo is my girl, but I found it a little bit juicy. Somebody said, I remember so vividly reading an article about Olivia Rodrigo talking about her influences for Sour before the album came out. In the article, she was talking about being a Paramore fan and drawing inspiration from them and liking Misery Business. When the Good For You song came out and then the talk about royalties and credits came out, I was like, yeah, it makes sense. I don't get why people were so shocked when Olivia had even said herself that she was listening to them. So I went to go look for that article a few months later and I couldn't find it for the life of me, but I know that I read it. And yeah, like I love Olivia Rodrigo to death, but I would totally see why her team would want to take that down. Come on. Okay, and then the last one here is pretty funny. Kanye West in 2013, a lot of these moments happened in 2013, actually. He wore this leather kilt on stage as like, you know, he's always been into fashion. All of his rapper friends completely clowned on him. MC Lord Jamar called the skirt deplorable, which is so funny to use that word. Now I just think of deplorable like Hillary Clinton and Trump. Anyway. So then Kanye didn't feel so good about his leather kilt anymore, and he tried to get Getty Images to remove all photos of him wearing the kilt. However, these leather kilt photos had already circulated across the web, and it bothered him so much that 2 years later, in 2015, he wrote an essay where he owned up to wearing the kilt. He said, quote, I paid my dues when I had to wear a kilt in Chicago, and friends would say, what's your boy got on? But there are warriors that have killed people in kilts in the past. Who gets to decide what's hard and what's not hard? Blah, blah, blah. Now, there's two things I have to say about that. Number one is it's so funny how masculinity and the patriarchy work, where like, let's say a guy, okay, let's take this as literally the example. A guy wears a kilt, a skirt, and people are like, bro, that's not manly. That's not manly. Instead of being like, what is manly? I'm a man and I'm wearing a skirt. I like the skirt. Fuck off. You know what I mean? Instead, he has to go, there's warriors who have killed people with skirts on. It's actually really hard and bloody and murderous to wear a skirt. It's just like, and then we're stuck in the same. You know that quote in Game of Thrones where Daenerys Targaryen is like, I'm not going to stop the wheel. I'm going to break the wheel. I just feel like there's so many opportunities to break the wheel of patriarchy, and we never do. Like, I've talked about this before, but it steams me so much how all of these new female superheroes that come out are always so strong and so tough, and they have no emotions, and they're so logical, and they're built just like a man. This woman is strong because she's just like a man. And it's like, that's the same thing. This one's on top. Now that one's on top. We need to break the wheel and be like, it's very powerful to heal people. It's very powerful to listen. Collaboration is a powerful tool. There's so many different forms of power. It's not just like killing people and crushing heads and slicing throats, you know? Anyway, that's a little bit of a tangent. But my last point on the Kanye thing is it's giving fish sticks from South Park. Do you guys know? I recently watched the South Park episode where they make fun of Kanye West for like liking fish sticks. And the pun is that like, it sounds like fish dicks. Anyway, and Kanye was so triggered by that South Park episode, which by the way, the whole point of the South Park episode is that Kanye West seems like a celebrity to get triggered really easily. And he was so triggered by his representation in the South Park episode that I think there were three different songs that he dissed South Park in afterwards. For the next like 12 years, he was so triggered by it. It's honestly kind of funny. Anyway, so those are just some things that have been successfully and unsuccessfully scrubbed from the internet, but I find it very interesting just to get a peek at like what bothers celebrities. I know a lot of people talked, right, about Taylor Swift going to the Jets game. Is she trying to get the spotlight off of the fact that she's flying her private jet to Timbuktu and back 9 times a day? But it's very interesting when, you know, a powerful celebrity like Beyonce cares so much about a photo of her where she just looks like a little bit funky, or that Jennifer Garner could allegedly have a little bit of a messy other woman past, or that Kanye really hates the fact that he wore a leather skirt. So anyway, thank you to the original floozy who wrote in for this idea for a mini episode. If you have any more idea for mini episodes, please let me know. I love like little scraping the surface deep dives on things where you don't have to go too deep. So you can always hit me up on Instagram at fluentlyforward or over on Patreon at patreon.com/fluentlyforward. So thank you for hanging out with me, and I will see you on Monday for a full episode of Fluently Forward. Bye guys.